Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Ben Dror Yamini, he's from the Yediot Achronot, journalist. Ben Dror, Boker Tov.
Boker Tov, Boker Tov, good morning everybody.
So, we heard last night that Hamas had released one of the hostages, often the bodies of the hostage, after quite a few days of saying they're going to and they're not going to, and then they don't, and now they've released only one. Why is Hamas still holding on to the bodies of the hostages?
Because for the Hamas, easier to release slowly by slowly in order to prolong the situation of ceasefire when they can actually strengthen the hold in the Gaza Strip. I mean, that's what we want, because we are in a kind of in between. Between the first stage and the second stage. And they do not want, actually, to fulfill all their commitments according to the second stage, which means disarming the Hamas, disarming all the Gaza Strip. And that's why, actually.
But at some stage, they're either going to release them or it's going to be the end of the ceasefire. What do you think is their longer-term plan after that? Are they rearming and they're getting ready to fight again? Or do you think they might have a different plan?
We cannot forget one thing that, unfortunately, we forgot before October 7, which is they have ideology, which is much more important than anything else. And this is the ideology of the Muslim Brothers in general. And when you look, when you're zooming out and see what is happening in many other places, Muslim Brothers, the meaning of Muslim Brothers is actually industry of death, as it was defined by the founder of the Muslim Brothers, Hassan al-Banna from Egypt. So they continue with the same kind of ideology. They say it, we just many times do not want to hear. So yes, maybe here and there we can reach an agreement with them, but it will be for a very short time, just in order to reorganize and to continue with their ideology, which is industry of death.
So just listening to you, to me it sounds like there is no possible end to this, or is there an end in some way where they stop being this industry of death?
Well, it's a very good question that I'm not sure that we have a good answer. What do you do against this ideology? Because when you zoom out, you can find out that they kill wherever they are. Wherever there is jihad, wherever we have radical Islam, we have destruction and bloodshed. And the victims are, according to all research, it's about 91% of Muslims. They are the victims. But unfortunately, what we see is that in the West, people demonstrate. It's not pro-Palestinian demonstrations. It's pro-jihad demonstrations. And in a very strange way, you see so many Muslims, actually, and many, progressive left-wingers demonstrate together with them, this coalition. It's crazy, but that's exactly the way that that they want to destroy Israel, and they want to destroy the whole West, and they say it. So what is the solution? It should be much bigger than only Israel. It should be something global. I hope Muslims will stand up against this jihad that is killing Muslims. And just to remind us all, in most of Arab countries, the Muslim Brothers are outlawed. The only problem is that they are totally allowed. They can do whatever they want in places like Qatar, Turkey, and Britain, France, the United States. They can operate as much as they want.
So I wasn't aware that they were killing that. That it was in the 90s percentage of more Muslim against Muslim. So is there a solution, or I'm just trying to find a positive ending to this interview. Is there something we can look forward to, or is this something we just have to control rather than eliminate?
Well, you know, each one of us is looking for a positive end to this tragedy of Muslim Brothers, of jihad in general. I hope there will be, you know, history is teaching us that there are waves. Right now, we are in a kind of lunatic wave. And when I'm saying lunatic wave, I'm talking about the very fact that so many people in the West support the Muslim Brothers. I hope, you know, that things will change, that it will be much more clear that actually they are the enemy of everybody. I do hope, and I see signs, by the way, I see signs in the Muslim world that people are saying, look what Hamas did to the Palestinians. Only destruction. What did they bring about? Only destruction. So I hope those voices that we hear them a bit more, by the way, in the last 2 months, I hope they will overcome and they will win, and it will be good for them and it will be good for us. For the moment, it's not happening in the West. The opposite. We can predict that Zoharan Mamdani is going to win in New York, which is a sign of a disease that is prevailing in the West. But I hope that the good news will come from the Muslim world.
And all I can say to that is amen. So that's Ben Dror Yamani, journalist from Yediot Achronot. Thank you very much.